Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today, we have two terrific guests with us. First half of the hour, we have Dr. Tom France Scott, and at 4:30, joining us is Dr. Harriet Katsouris from Lyme Research Alliance. So let's welcome Dr. France Scott first, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He is a Lyme literate naturopathic doctor and visionary teacher who seeks to inspire and empower individuals to reclaim their health and vitality naturally and mindfully. Dr. Tom is the founder and director of Dr. Tom's Tonics in Rhinebeck, New York, a wellness center and natural pharmacy, where he specializes in customized cleansing programs and natural approaches to treating Lyme disease and other tick-borne infections. Dr. Tom is also a certified holotropic breathwork practitioner and leads healing retreats. He is a member of the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society and American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. So welcome, Dr. France Scott, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. And for our listeners' sake, they might not realize that you actually live and practice in one of the most Lyme-dense areas of the country in the Hudson River Valley of New York.
Yes, I do. I actually grew up here. I grew up on a farm. I've been in the outdoors since my childhood, really. I mean, this is home, basically. So
well,
I've definitely, yeah.
It's a gorgeous area, that Hudson River Valley. I mean, all those beautiful artists that would paint there and famous people like Washington Irving and, I mean, it was a lot of action in the Hudson River Valley.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place, and we have lots of ticks and deer.
Lots of ticks and deer. So as a natural practicing physician, you must have a really certain path that you like to follow with people that come down with these infections. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy and what it's like when a patient comes to see you?
I think at the heart of it, you know, my first encounter with them, I take really, I view it in a sacred way. People are here sharing their story. Many times they've probably seen 10 doctors. You know the drill. We've all heard the stories. But, you know, I see many people that have no diagnosis of Lyme. They come in and they have all these symptoms. And sometimes I'm the first person that's mentioned even, you know, testing for Lyme, let alone that they may have Lyme. But it's about really listening to the story. To me, it's about meeting the person where they're at in their journey and kind of respecting that, you know, am I dealing with a frail person or am I dealing with a pretty vital person? And that's going to really tailor my therapies and how I'm going to work with this person and how aggressive I can be or how gentle I need to be. So at the heart of it, to me, it's about Daniel Siegel writes a lot of books on mindfulness, and he talks about attunement in terms of the brain and neuroplasticity and really helping change behaviors. And I really take that to heart. I really feel like I need to attune to the person next to me and really often validate what they're saying, because so many doctors haven't had the time to listen to them or not taking into account the full picture. So, you know, we all try our best. You know, it's definitely a big learning experience. But I really try to meet the person, try to hear the story, and try to hear, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, or mentally, kind of, what are some roadblocks here? What are some obstacles to healing? I'm interested in really looking at how can I help these people heal themselves?
That's a really beautiful model. I really like that because having walked this Lyme road myself, as you know, I did. I was one of the very frail ones by the time I finally got diagnosed at year five. And I was so sensitive that, you know, just the wrong light or the air conditioner drafting on me the wrong way or something was enough to really like upset my system. So the gentleness and, as you said, your ability to perceive and attune to the individual is so important in healing. Healing is so much more than just, you know, the medicines and the drugs. Healing's a really special and sacred process.
Yeah, I think the healing is about the heart connection. I mean, I think that Lyme brings up the idea of connection and communication and for people and for myself. You know, it's like, how are we communicating with the environment? You know, how are we communicating with ourselves? How are we connected to ourselves? So, you know, the heart is very powerful, and it's, I can't tell you how many people walk out of here sometimes and they just say, I just like that you listened to me. I mean, if I do nothing else but listen, I feel like that's an achievement, where I'm really focused, really present, because that's the modeling I want for this patient, for any patient, really. I almost don't treat it any differently than I treat anybody else with any other condition, because it's really not about the condition. It's really about who is this person, what, you know, what is their terrain, what is their landscape about, what is their stress about, what is their life about, and then why are they coming to see me, and how can I be of service, basically?
Yeah, so Dr. Tom, do you have a sense in general of what makes some of these Lyme cases collapse so and people get really so atrociously compromised?
Well, I think it's a variety of factors. I mean, what I see, I mean, and this is not necessarily what everyone sees, but I guess what walks in the door for me is folks that are, you know, that have the very serious states of condition of Lyme or chronic illness. You know, there's generally a lot of toxicity. You know, I'm thinking about heavy metals. I'm thinking about lifestyle. I'm thinking about food. But I'm thinking about stress. And I'm also thinking about trauma. You know, my experience with the holotropic breathwork, that's a separate conversation, a separate topic. But really what that's informed me is the power of sort of what's held in the body and how trauma can really block healing and block sort of changes in habits and behavior and thoughts. And so I'm particularly interested in, and I see so many people with that history, so that is a little something that I do pay attention to a bit more in a chronic Lyme case than I might in some other types of conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that probably accounts for why some people who maybe have not had as deep issues with trauma maybe get an infection and can pull out of it in short order or with a round or two of antibiotics versus those that have the stress load and, as you said, toxic load, et cetera, on multiple levels. These factors all contribute to cases that are more entwined and difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I think every individual parallels or is a microcosm of the world, right? So the world, what's happening in the world, there's more toxicity, there's more stress, there's more seemingly war, unfortunately. There are parallels. You know, I believe that we, you know, each of us has, you know, that holographic sort of model. And for some folks, they're in that real rough spot where there is more toxicity, the food issues are really strong, food allergies, GMO foods, you know, the gut microbiome is not well or
EMFs,
balanced.
EMFs, right?
EMFs, the whole gambit. And I think that, yeah, we're all a reflection of what's happening outside of us. And if we, you know, if we, I say this in my cleansing retreat, you know, if we cleanse individually, I feel like we contribute to having a cleaner environment. You know, I believe that.
Yes, I hear you. And, Dr. Tom, it's time for us to take a station break, but I just want to mention to our listeners that Dr. Tom Francis Scott will be leading a cleansing detox program at Omega Institute the weekend of May 9th. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a week long, actually. It's a weekend or a 7-day starting May 9th.
Yep. May 9th. Okay, great. Well, when we come back from the station break, let's talk more. So everyone, stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. We're visiting with Dr. Tom Francis Scott, who is from Rhinebeck, New York. And Dr. Tom, could you elaborate a little bit more about this detoxification retreat that you are leading in May.
Well, it's a great retreat. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and it's a week long. You know, the foundation of it is food-based, obviously. It's about juicing, and it's about eating a vegan diet, and we are eating. We're not fasting. But essentially the first day, I'm talking about food and cleansing, and then the rest of the week really is about more experiential. It's more about awareness building, about being in touch with our bodies, about understanding what our liver does. It's about understanding mindfulness and how that can be healing in and of itself. And I think that really relates to Lyme, people with Lyme. Being in the moment, being mindful is really important. But yeah, the cleanse is an amazing transformational week for myself. I get inspired. And then we have food demos. I'm going to do a demo this year on fermented foods, how to make them. I'm going to bring in someone that's a really good specialist in that. And so it's weaving naturopathic philosophy in modern day society and looking at the idea of taking a break, resetting, and reevaluating our path, really.
That's great. Everyone needs to do that. We live such accelerated, extended lives these days. And I know myself, right now, this very week, I'm in a retreat of silence, except I'm breaking it to do the radio show.
Well, thank you.
Hello, world, right? But people should go to your website, drtomstonics.com, and doctor's spelled out. Tomstonics.com, and they can see more. Now, also, Dr. Tom, you have to share with our listeners, because I'm very excited about this, the weekend that you and I are sharing with Dr. Richard Horowitz at Omega Institute this summer in June. Can you tell our listeners about that so I don't sound like I'm bragging?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited, to tell you, to say the least. I think it's significant that we're having it on solstice. I view that as really significant. But it's a weekend that I'm hoping is different than the standard healing or Lyme workshops that folks have been to or may have heard about. We're, you know, weaving in the idea of really looking at healing rather than just giving information. There's certainly going to be a lot of great information, myself, you, of course, and Dr. Horowitz especially. You know, there's going to be, you know, cutting edge, you know, really current research, up-to-date info. And I think also weaving in some healing experiential type work. You know, we're going to have a fire ceremony, and hopefully that goes in, that's going to incorporate some music on Saturday evening, and really having like a healing fire, bringing in ritual to this process, because I do value ritual, I do value ceremony, and personally that's my healing path. So I'm really excited about the weekend. I think it's going to be a really great weekend for folks in a different way.
Yeah,
where there's going to be more experiential work or more reflection, more time to sort of look at, you know, for the individual, the participant, to really see where they're at in their life in relation to Lyme or just in their life in general.
Yeah, it's going to be very powerful. I mean, the title is Living Well with Lyme Disease Workshop. So I think people need to realize they're not just going to come and sit and listen, but as you said, they're going to participate in their own discovery and healing process. And Dr. Horowitz, you know, one of the most premier physicians in the world on Lyme disease,
yeah,
will be co-teaching with you and I. So we're going to have the medical, the emotional, the spiritual, the naturopathic. There's going to be support on all levels for people. And I myself will be helping guide people into the mind-body-spirit component of what this illness asks us to dig deep for. What inner tools do we have? What kind of resources, willpower, creativity, intention, affirmation? So June 20th to 22nd, Omega Institute, Rhinebeck, New York. You can Google, is it eomega.org, I think, is
the website. Yeah, eomega.org, yep.
Awesome weekend, everybody. You've got to come, and it's actually really affordable, and Omega's beautiful. It's just an hour and a half north of New York City and just a couple hours away from Hartford and Boston. So really great location. So I want to ask you, Dr. Tom, because you and I are so like woven into this core understanding. We've been in natural medicine for 30 years, but a lot of our listeners are new. They're coming out of a very firm Western allopathic medical model, and they're looking for, you know, ways to recover their life from Lyme disease and co-infections and other conditions like lupus or, you know, MS, et cetera. So could you just really bring us down to basics and help the average person learn what is naturopathic philosophy? What is natural medicine's, you know, essence?
I would say at essence, it's the idea that we all have the innate ability to heal ourselves. We have the innate wisdom within us. And sometimes it's just helping find what's blocking that from us individually listening to that or hearing that. So I think fundamentally it's about understanding the root cause of an imbalance, not just treating the bugs or the infection, but looking at deeper levels of being. You know, we are spiritual. We're not just a physical body. And if we just mechanically look at, you know, treating symptoms with a medicine, then we're going to really miss the boat on a healing opportunity. So at its root is looking at the body can help itself, and we have to listen to see kind of what might be of need. You know, is there drainage and detox needed? Do we need to support the adrenals? I mean, that's talk about a condition that's really undervalued or overlooked in conventional medical treatment. You know, the poles, the extremes are treated, Addison's or Cushing's, which are just a hyperactive state or an underactive state, but 99% of us fit in between, and supporting the adrenals, which are our kind of the fight or flight glands, the stress glands, just helping support them just simply with food or protein or reducing sugar, that can help a lot in helping someone regain and reclaim themselves. So I think it's looking at the root imbalances. I think it's looking at the whole picture. Who is this person that has this disease? If we focus on the bugs themselves, we miss, I think, some healing opportunities, as you're well aware of and you talk about. We miss the healing opportunities within ourselves. You know, we project onto the ticks and to the bugs this disease, and, you know, it's all about the ticks. And I think that's a narrow view of it. I think we have to expand, and we are expanding our vision of what Lyme is. And living well with Lyme, you know, this may be a chronic condition for many of us. And it's how do we cohabitate with this? You know, it's in our environment, so it's within us. So how do we look at balancing rather than eradicating or killing? Or so it's more homeopathic in that sense, you know, like cures like. And
And I think I would like to add, if you don't mind me saying that, there are so many tools in a naturopath tool bag. You have, you can turn to antibiotics, et cetera, if you need, or other kind of pharmaceuticals, but you have such deep training in nutrition and supplements and herbs and homeopathics and all of these different modalities. As you said, even, you know, like breath work and color therapy.
How we, you know, give ourselves, feed our nutrition, how we feed ourselves, you know, that's, I mean, if we just start with, you know, often with clients, I'm just starting at the basics, the building blocks. And if the food is not there, nutritionally speaking, then how are we going to repair? How are we going to rebuild? And I try to keep it simple with treatment. I see a lot of people that have different varying levels of resources, and you know, and if people can't afford, you know, lots of supplements, we can work with food. You know, Hippocrates, you know, food is medicine. And, you know, just simply looking at helping someone nutritionally, you know, eat, you know, or looking at gluten, looking at food allergies potentially, looking at the digestion, that's the core of us. So we need to be looking at those things to really,
And as you mentioned, as you mentioned, the adrenal glands are such a critical player, which is part of the endocrine system, which then throws off the thyroid and the pancreas and the pituitary and sleep disorders, and it goes on and on from there. It's like a daisy chain. So, yeah. Dr. Tom, it's sad to say our visit is coming to an end today. I've really enjoyed having you on Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure really talking to you about Lyme.
Thank you.
Health.
And health and healing and recovery. And I think that you're
living.
And living. Yeah. And you're offering a handhold of security and hope and guidance for those in need. So, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed today's visit with Dr. Franz Scott. Visit his website, drtomstonic.com, and come see us and join in the weekend at Omega Institute, June 20th to 22nd. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back after the station break.